Headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Addy and Radha with your 9am Headlines. In local news, Newstead Brewing Co. in Milton has closed permanently after battling financial strain from the 2022 floods and the ongoing challenges facing Australia's craft beer industry. The brewery, which was one of the pioneers of Brisbane's craft beer scene since 2013, announced the closure in a social media post. Head of Operations Michelle Thompson explained, "When we were flooded in 2022, that was the end. We were really performing CPR for the last 3 years." The closure comes amidst broader struggles in the Australian craft beer industry, including inflation, high alcohol taxes, and regulatory challenges.
In national news, illegal rubbish dumping has become a growing crisis in Melbourne's western suburbs, with residents and business owners calling for tougher penalties. Sunbury Earth Moving contractor Charlie Gerrat says he's been overwhelmed by requests to remove illegally dumped waste, with tens of thousands of dollars worth of rubbish left on unbuilt blocks. The Environment Protection Authority reports the illegal dumping has doubled over the past 5 years, with an average of 11 reports a day. Despite fines for offenders, critics like former councillor Jack Mencroft argue the penalties are too lenient, pointing that some contractors profit from illegal dumping rather than disposing the waste responsibly.
In international news, a 30-hour train hijacking in Pakistan has ended today, with over 300 hostages freed and 33 militants killed, according to the Pakistani military. The train was attacked by the Bachlok Liberation Army in an attempt to order the Pakistani government to release Bachlok political prisoners. The military claimed that the Bachloki militants had executed 21 civilians and 4 soldiers before it stormed the train. While the Pakistani military says it killed 33 militants in the storming of the train, several managed to escape with hostages into the surrounding mountains. This is the first time the Bachlok Liberation Army has attacked a train, and just one of a series of escalating attacks it has launched since the Taliban takeover of neighbouring Afghanistan in 2021.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with expected rain. It's currently 25 degrees in Brisbane, with expect a maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter. Head to 4zzz.org.au.